is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can, of course, join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson.
All right, so. Again, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. So all you have to do is connect with us in whatever way is best for you, and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind. That is the point of Free Talk Live. So feel free to get interactive with us in that way. Now, there's all kinds of news on the floor, on the table here, rather, to discuss. It's hard to even know where to start. But I guess we should start with Adam Kokesh, because it's been a while since we've updated anybody on his status. And I have to say that, well, I guess for those that don't know, Adam Kokesh is a liberty activist. He's somebody who has come up to New Hampshire, where we are, a number of times for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And I think he's come to the Liberty Forum, but he's definitely been here. He's been up in Keene and, you know, brought a camera crew with him. And he does a lot of, or did a lot of YouTube videos. I say did because he's been in prison for the last couple months. And it all started back in, I think it was June. Maybe it's been 3 months at this point. But anyway, it was earlier this summer when he made an appearance, allegedly, in Washington, D.C. at about 5 in the morning, with apparently his cameraman and just him, and they came out of a, you know, they were in some sort of area in D.C. You could see in the background it was clearly intended to show that he was in D.C. He has a shotgun. He racks the shotgun. He talks about this second American or final American revolution. And the D.C., I guess, cops talked to the Virginia cops, and they raided Adam's home. He doesn't live in D.C. He lived in Virginia. Raided his house. They allegedly found firearms. They allegedly found drugs, mushrooms, and they put him under arrest for that. He's been charged.
From what I recall from those stories, I mean, they made it very clear. Like, they said, you know, we knew we were going to be raided after this.
That's what they said.
We had, you know, they're like, of course we wouldn't have this stuff in the house. You know, this,
so the suggestion was that it was planted?
Yeah, they are saying, in, you know, unequivocally, that the stuff was planted.
So,
from Adam's camp.
That's kind of the rundown of what happened. There's also another side to the story where the original plan that Adam had was to go to D.C. from Virginia, Alexandria, Virginia, to march with a large group of people with slung rifles, so carrying weapons, into Washington, D.C. The original intention was to do that. He apparently didn't get enough interest in that. He decided he also wanted to change the thrust of...
Did he say that, or did he pull back because...
He did not get enough interest, but he also didn't give it the full amount of time in which he needed to
recruit. He pulled out.
He changed his plan, in advance. He changed his plan to make it into, instead of a rifle protest, turn it into what he called the final American revolution, where he invited people to go to their state capitals to open carry at their state capitals and demand secession.
Right.
So he changed it from an open carry DC event to an open carry nationwide event, pushing the idea of secession. Not very many people came out to the secession event, and it was at that same time when he decided to go and do his open carry event in DC all alone.
Right.
And so then they came after him. He's now facing federal charges and Virginia charges, I believe. I'm hoping at some point that he'll call in. I have written to him with the landline number here in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be great to hear directly from him, because there's apparently a real debacle that is. Have you seen him? What's going on?
I've read it all. Yep.
Okay. So ShieldMutual.com has posted an article called "Adam Kokesh is No Longer Our Customer." And Shield Mutual, I can't say I know exactly you know, what services they offer, but I believe that it's intended to be kind of a, you get in trouble with the state, we help you, sort of a defense organization like that. And it's run by a guy named George Donnelly, who I will acknowledge is a really dedicated activist to liberty. But on the other hand, I don't think he's particularly good at interacting with people.
Right.
He's
He doesn't get along well with either you or I.
He doesn't get along well with a lot of people. Yeah. And one of the reasons why I don't want to, he's one of the few people I've ever blocked on Facebook. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why is because he's been so rude to other activists in a way that I didn't think was appropriate. But all that said, he seems to be a really dedicated guy to the ideas of freedom. And, you know, I appreciate the work that he does. I just don't want to interact with the guy. But on his website, shieldmutual.com, there's a lengthy post that was made yesterday. Again, Adam Kokesh is no longer our customer. He basically claims that his membership expired. He has not yet gotten the proper authorization or payment to continue with the account. And then he goes into all kinds of allegations, and he provides a lot of evidence as well, you know, screen caps and documentation, things like that, where he essentially suggests, I mean, I'm not going to read this lengthy post here, but we will post it on our Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus for you. You can look at it yourself. But he essentially alleges that there's some serious possible mismanagement going on, because Adam's obviously not around to take care of his own business. So there have been people who have been kind of taking that ball and running with it to some extent or another.
Mm-hmm.
So he had this one guy who was managing, and then he left, and this other guy took over managing, and there's somebody who's doing fundraising, and there's like $50,000 in fundraising that has been asked for, but George can't figure out why they're asking for so much, yet the fundraiser claims that they're going to need more than what they think they're going to need. And so, you know, there's all these claims, and where'd the money go, and who's spending his money, and is there thousands of dollars missing?
I just want to address that particular point, because as I was reading, you know, a question entered my head, is that, you know, George in his article kind of made the assertion that, like, you know, their lawyer's only charging this much. And in the article, or in the request for the $50,000, they were talking about getting a proper lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if the lawyer that they have now is necessarily the lawyer that they want. You know, in other words, they might be trying to raise $50,000, and it's not really made clear, and I don't know if this is the case or not, but you know, they may want a better lawyer than the lawyer that they have now, and that's why they're trying to raise that kind of money. And it's not really made clear as to whether or not that's the goal or not in the article. You know,
yeah.
Just because their current lawyer is charging a certain amount doesn't mean that that's what they would end up paying if they got a different lawyer.
I want to make it clear, I'm not taking a side on this.
Sure.
I don't know what the real story is.
Sure.
I don't know how much has been raised. I don't know who's in charge of that. I know there are allegations about these things. But it's an absolute mess, or at least that's the way it's being made to appear from the outside. And I have to say that my first indication that things were really falling apart was about 3 weeks ago, when I saw there was a video released by the current manager for Adam Kokesh, where he's basically up against a real plain backdrop, and he makes this kind of statement that the Adam Kokesh podcast was going to stop being produced, that they were no longer going to be producing live podcast episodes. They did say they would continue to put out content here and there, and they have put out a statement from Adam in a video format. So there is no current podcast. There's no audio podcast, I guess you could say. And that was something that was going on. And I, you know, when I saw that happen, I thought, okay, this is a real bad sign, because it's probably indicating that either the money has run out, or that people are just, you know, they don't have the momentum or the initiative to move forward with this. And
something seems really wrong there, because I know some people that are associated with Kokesh that would do the podcast. I mean, podcasts can be done from a lot of different places.
Right.
It doesn't need to necessarily happen in D.C., and there are plenty of people.
Well, there are allegations here that they flew a guy out from, from Texas.
Right.
They flew him out, and they paid to do that. And it's got to be tough, right? I mean, if you want to produce something from a location, then it can be difficult.
Sure.
In most places, you don't have the activist contingent that we do here in New Hampshire, where it might be easier to pull people and, you know, say, hey, can you come help with this? But, yeah, it looks like there's some real problems right now with the Adam Kokesh situation, and I hope that they can get resolved. I mean, the guy's in pretty big trouble, and to have everything kind of falling apart on him on the outside, that's frustrating.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll post these details for you. Coming up, there's been a ban on street chess. This apparently is a real story. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onion, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
If your mom or loved one lives alone, one call to Life Watch can end your worries for their safety. We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call us right now, we'll send you absolutely free an information-packed report on the 9 most important things you need to know to make sure your parents are safe when living alone. It's completely free. Call us right now. 800-522-8286. Put your mind at ease with Life Watch. Dial 800-522-8286.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Take control, toll free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Features do include our bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. It's free, of course. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com. Cash into Coins is open for business and now available at more locations than ever. It's about time that somebody got back into the business of turning cash into bitcoins, and that's what's going on over at cashintocoins.com. It's easy. You go to their site, you select which bank you'd like to go to. You can use Wells Fargo, you can use Bank of America, or you can also use credit unions via their shared branching service. So you take, they give you the deposit account number, you get a unique identifier for your transaction, you go to the bank in question, deposit the cash, take a picture of the receipt, write your unique identifying transaction number on that receipt, send that to cashintocoins.com, and then within minutes, if not, probably an hour or so max, they will send you bitcoins to your Bitcoin wallet. And initial results from our listeners have all been positive. Daryl Perry has tried it, one of our co-hosts, and he tried the credit union option. That worked for him. So it's great. It used to just be Wells Fargo Bank. Now you can do Bank of America and credit union. So it's getting even better over time.
Yeah, and within an hour, getting your bitcoins within an hour is a big deal, too. You know, when you want to get bitcoins, typically you want to get them fast sometimes when this... You know, the market's moving up or down.
Sure, sure. And this is great. It's a great service. I'm glad it's out there. Cashintocoins.com. Go and give them a try. Cashintocoins.com. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the Adam Kokesh situation. I don't want to get into all the details here, but it looks like things are bad behind the scenes with the Adam Kokesh crew. People are posting allegations about each other. Who knows what, you know, the truth actually is and how much money is involved, how much money has been, you know, given, how much of that has been spent. There's some George Donnelly over at ShieldMutual.com says there's been a real problem with lack of transparency, that he's been unable to get the transparency that he wants to have. Because what George was doing with Shield Mutual was he was heading up some fundraising for Adam. We were actually running some ads on here that were part of what Shield Mutual's campaign was doing. And so in order to, and I think George is right about this, in order to properly promote Adam Kokesh's situation, for those who don't know, he's in prison right now for a gun charge in D.C., but in order to promote his situation, George feels, and I think he's right, that having transparency as far as the fundraising is a very important thing. And if he can't get that transparency from the crew, then he's basically going to cut ties and say, look, I can't in good conscience help you raise money if you're not going to show people right. where that money's going.
Yeah, exactly.
So as I understand it, he has he's been promised transparency but has not received it. And so that's frustrating.
Yeah, apparently he's asked, been promised it multiple times, according to his article.
Right.
Allegedly. He's asking this, like, okay, well, yeah, we'll get you that report. Sure, why not?
But it hasn't happened.
Deadline after deadline.
So we're going to keep you in the loop as we learn more about this. I'm trying to get his address, actually, because apparently his website is down right now, which last night it wasn't. It wasn't down last night, so I don't know what that means. Maybe it's just a temporary outage. Hopefully it'll be back shortly. But we'll post his address on our Google Plus and Twitter and all that stuff. You'll be able to write Adam if you haven't yet done so. It's something that's important. I mean, if you appreciate the work that he's done, letting him know that you appreciate that is important. And I do appreciate a lot of the work that Adam has done. I don't think he made the right choice with the gun protest, personally. I think that it was ill-advised. I don't know why he wanted to make a stand on that issue when, ultimately, if you want gun freedom, just move to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Problem solved. This is one of the things I don't understand, is why so many liberty-minded people, like ourselves, Johnson, they want to, they're just so tied to the place where they live. And Adam's not even from D.C. He's from New Mexico. But
I don't want to move to New Hampshire. It's too cold. I'm just going to start the entire southeast of the United States project.
Yeah. Adam is he's a great activist. And bringing great activists together in the same place means you'll have a better effect. And if you move to a place like New Hampshire, then you've automatically got more gun freedom than most everybody in the rest of the country does. You want to walk into the state house with a gun? No problem. It's not a problem in New Hampshire. In most places, you're not going to get through the front door with a gun because they've got security and metal detectors and things like that. So
come on, Ian. We're starting up the Free California Project. Come out here and join us, Liberty Bears.
I don't want to free D.C. I don't think it's possible to free D.C. And it was like we were talking about last night with a guy that called from Los Angeles talking about how he didn't take the plea deal on a parking ticket out there and, you know, he wanted to clog the courts. You can't clog the L.A. courts. I mean, God has blessed you for trying. I appreciate the effort, and it's not a bad thing to get some experience and go to court and, you know, don't take a plea deal. But to think that you're going to be able to clog the L.A. court system with, you know, just a few activists, it's not realistic.
Come on, Ian. We're going to free New York City. We got the statue. We have the Statue of Liberty here. Obviously, this place is the freest place on the planet. Why not?
Well, I mean, I'd love to be proven wrong. I would. I would love to see some liberty growing somewhere. But in order for liberty to grow, I think you have to have a base, you know, have to have a groundswell of activists in one place. And it's just frustrating watching people go down. I'm not going to say that, you know, New Hampshire is the panacea, that it's this, you know, this cure-all that's going to solve all of the issues. But, gosh, there's no better option out there that I've seen.
Yeah, it really requires a culture.
I think
a culture of liberty. There has to be enough people to create a culture.
Look, I don't care if it's Austin or whatever. I'm not saying there isn't a chance there could be a second project. Adam Kokesh was saying he was thinking about going to Austin rather than New Hampshire. Go to Austin. Get out of D.C.
Right.
There's more gun freedom in Austin.
I would say D.C., New York City, and California are probably the top of the list for the worst possible places he can be.
Chicago, Illinois, Baltimore, bad places as well. But, you know, the bigger the city, the more difficult your challenge is going to be.
Sure.
And that's one of the nice things about New Hampshire is the big city here is 100,000 people.
Right.
Which, in most places, is a relatively small or medium-sized city.
Sure.
So it's like, it's all about numbers. I mean, and it really, I can't stress that enough.
Tangentially here, and I don't know if you've talked about this on there, but some people have brought up Detroit as a viable option for a city to be freed.
Yep, the Free Detroit Project.
Mm-hmm. Is there a Free Detroit Project?
They don't call it Free Detroit Project. I think it's just called Live Free Detroit or something like that.
Right. What do you think of that, just out of curiosity? I mean, obviously, it's not, you know.
We've talked about it in some detail, actually, in recent weeks on Free Talk Live, because it seems to have some real estate in people's minds in the movement.
Sure.
There was a guy who called in, and he was saying he was considering moving to New Hampshire, but he lives in Minnesota, and now he wants to move to Detroit.
Maybe it makes sense if you have a lot of money and you have a lot of other people with a lot of money going with you to buy up a lot of businesses. Maybe then I could see something like that.
I think that if you're going to try to free a city, Detroit's probably the best option if that's something you want to try to do, but those bureaucrats are still there, and they're still entrenched, and they're not going to like what you're doing very much. And as was pointed out by one of our callers, the Detroit jail is somewhere you don't want to be as an activist. More coming up.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a Kids Corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We will share the features with you there, like a good talk show website should be. A lot of those talk shows want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy it, freetalklive.com. And by the way, some of those features include listening options. We've got a bunch of them. You've got broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. You can listen in that way if you prefer. Online, of course. You can also tune us in on the radio in over 100 different places around the country. We have radio stations on AM and FM. We've also got XM satellite radio, as well as our free-to-air satellite channel, which is available across all of North America and Central America for the most part. That's free, zero cost per month, thanks to Bitcoin. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about those listening options. Plus, we've got a webcam, and we also have listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way. So, again, go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. The Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this idea, this concept of which, Johnson, you and I are a part. We have both moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as have done approximately 1,000 other people. And we want to get 20,000. So we're really only about 5% of the way to the goal of people actually moving. But as far as people pledging that they will move, we're almost 75% of the way to the goal. We're 14,800 people who think maybe like you do, like, you know, love the ideas of liberty, that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. And, you know, that you should be able to live your life how you want so long as you don't harm anybody else. People who think that way have pledged to move to New Hampshire and to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime because they realize that numbers are very important, as we were talking about previously.
Right. So what's really interesting is I always like to think about the fact that only 5% have moved. So in order to think about what it would be like if everyone from the Free State Project had moved, you have to multiply it by 20.
It's 20
times as many people. Just imagine that.
Well, I mean, you and I both, we happened to live in the same place previously. Most of the hosts on the show, mm-hmm. I didn't know before the Free State Project, but I did know you. And so we both came from the same place. You had some level of experience with the Libertarian Party
right there.
And we have far more activists here in New Hampshire already. Just in our little corner of New Hampshire, in Keene, New Hampshire, far more people who are willing to do things.
Well, wait. I think what you should really be saying is that we actually have activists. What we had there were people that liked to talk a lot. And, you know,
every now and then they'd come out and do something.
Sure, there were a couple that ran for office.
But at this early stage in the Free State Project, we have the most exciting liberty movement that there is out there. I challenge you to deny that,
mm-hmm.
but otherwise, go to freestateproject.org to learn more, to get signed up, and get up here as soon as you possibly can. You don't have to wait until 20,000. We sure didn't, and I'm glad I didn't. It's been great so far.
Sure.
So freestateproject.org, 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So you and I, Johnson, were talking about one of the competitors to the Free State Project,
right?
Which is Free Detroit.
Right.
And you've heard about it, but you don't really know too much?
No, I don't really know that much about it. And one of my concerns, and I mentioned this during the break, was that, the only way I could see something like that actually working is that if someone had a significant amount of money to buy up large swaths of property in order to make that work. In other words, buy up businesses.
That'd be helpful here in New Hampshire, too.
Sure, sure.
Please,
absolutely.
If you've got a significant amount of money, get in touch with me off the air, and I'll run some ideas up the chain.
Sure.
That's the problem with this movement, is that
right, there
supposedly are liberty-minded people with money, but they're not exactly just out there throwing it
around. But there's also not as much opportunity to just go around buying off large swaths of property here. I mean, I don't think that it's just not as...
I don't know. Go to Berlin. You want the Detroit of New Hampshire. Berlin, New Hampshire is basically a dying industry town, just like Detroit.
Is there lots of, dark fiber and office buildings there? Because that's what I'm thinking, where it would make sense.
I don't know what dark fiber is.
Dark fiber is a fiber optic cable that has been laid and is connected to the internet, essentially, but not used. It's just
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you that.
Because Detroit has that. And so what makes sense then is, for a business or somebody who's an investor, it could make sense to buy up a lot of office building property in Detroit and try and start some businesses and, make it into a tech hub almost. I mean,
you're going to pay the property tax bill?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, who knows?
Well, the Free Detroit Project, livefreedetroit.org, is their site. They're more of like coming from an agorist perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So the people that are involved in Free Detroit aren't necessarily interested in political action.
Right.
They're only interested in agorism, and of course, for those that don't know, that's basically just doing your thing in the marketplace, with the intention of bringing down the state, but essentially it's just kind of operating outside of the traditional structures.
The skeptic immediately says, that's not going to work.
Well, and one of the things they can point to in Detroit is the Threat Management Center, which is like a real shining symbol of the success of private defense. So Threat Management Center started up years ago and has been providing businesses and individuals, families in Detroit with real protection services. Because in a lot of cases, you call the cops, they don't show up in Detroit. In fact, they've shut down the police. Some of the police centers or whatever, the offices, are only open 8 hours a day instead of 24 hours a day now. They're turning off streetlights. I mean, it's a pretty bad situation there. And the Threat Management Center is something that a lot of people can point to in the Liberty Movement and say, see, if the police aren't there, the market does provide.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can understand why people are looking at Detroit and saying, ooh, there's opportunity.
Sure. This is my real concern, though, is that people might show up and see opportunity and create businesses and start to rescue and breathe life back into Detroit, only to also breathe life back into the
bureaucracy,
the formerly dying state, who then basically starts taking from people again.
Well, you the know, state's alive and alive and well in Detroit. I mean, let's
sure,
make it clear.
Of course.
They're not...
If it weren't, Detroit would be doing much better right now.
Right. They're not doing as well as other states, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, of course, the state is just a group of men and women ruling over others without their consent. But there are still plenty of bureaucrats in Detroit, and they are, you know, entrenched. They don't want to give up their power. They're
sure,
fighting against their own state government coming in and taking over, basically. So they're going to be upset if somebody is, you know, still breaking their laws and their statutes. And then, you know, if you are willing to do civil disobedience, that's great. I appreciate civil disobedience, but I wouldn't do it in Detroit if I were you. We had a guy who was in law enforcement in Michigan call up to say that if they want to punish a prisoner for acting out or something like that, they'll send him to the Detroit jail.
Oh, wow.
Because it's that bad. You're in a big city. You don't. It's not going to be Club Med at the jail.
Right.
And, like, here in Keene, New Hampshire, the jail is Club Med in comparison to even in Manchester. Mm-hmm. The jail in Keene, New Hampshire is far and away a better jail. It's run by better people. The you know, the policies there are better. The jail itself is newer. It's in better condition.
Well, what are you saying? Because that's not very clear, I don't think. I don't think what you're saying, I mean...
If you do civil disobedience, you're going to get arrested and probably go to jail.
But you're saying Club Med versus... And that's not very... clear. What sorts of differences do you mean are different between, say, Manchester?
The food's okay. Better. And as I was saying, it's a better jail. It's run by more humane people. Mm-hmm. There are people in Manchester, the rumor is, from the people who've stayed there, the activists who've been in there, that one person dies every month in the Manchester jail.
Wow.
In questionable circumstances. So, does that mean the guards are killing inmates? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what that means, but I can tell you that's not happening at Cheshire Jail.
Right.
Now, that's not to say there's not the chance that there's some sadistic guards at Cheshire Jail, but I didn't see it beyond how they treated the people in the suicide cells. That was pretty wrong, in my opinion, but... You know, it's jail. Right? It's not going to be a good place in a lot of ways.
I guess what I was sort of looking for there is just more examples and stories. You know, I mean, my experience with jail, I mean, extends to what I've seen on TV. You know, so I mean,
okay.
Think of
so one
like
example, a direct comparison, is that at the Cheshire Jail, you can go and visit somebody 7 days a week. At the Manchester Jail, you can go 1 day a week in a 2-hour window, and you can pay a visit for a half an hour in that window.
Wow.
So that's a big deal. Yeah. If you want to go see somebody, being able to go 7 days a week, any old time pretty much, is much better than 1 day, 2-hour window.
Right.
855, 453, more coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're a man, as the years go by, you could start feeling like you're missing out on some of the passion, performance, and drive you'd like to have. So if that's the way you're feeling these days, you now have an important choice to make. You can say, why me, and feel sorry for yourself. Or you can say, not me, and fight for your manhood by calling now to receive a complimentary bottle of Nugenix at 1-800-919-5286. Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting breakthrough with a unique combination of key natural ingredients that have been clinically tested to invigorate a man's body to increase his libido. With Nugenix, you can enjoy more passion, more performance, and more drive, too. So if you're ready to feel like the best man you can be, call now for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by calling now. 1-800-919-5286. 1-800-919-5286.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you should shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can shop through Amazon. You can shop through Newegg. I recently purchased some computer parts through Newegg. And, of course, I went through shop.freetalklive.com. So Free Talk Live can get a portion of your purchase price. You're still getting the same great prices, same great selection, super saver shipping when, in the case of Amazon. You get the same shopping experience that you're always used to getting. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of those companies' profits. So it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you like what we're doing here, please go to shop.freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us. Now, there's something you can't get through shop.freetalklive.com. And I've checked, by the way. And that's the Freedom Cam. Because when it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while you're driving. So, you know, that's more likely or not than not where you're going to encounter the police is when you're on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a video camera that's operating constantly, in this case with the Freedom Cam, it's two cameras. There's one pointing ahead and one pointing in your cab. So everywhere you go is constantly being recorded. And in addition to that, there's GPS in that in the Freedom Cam, so it knows where you are, it knows how fast you are going and what your route has been and everything, and all of this is recorded along with the video. It's an incredible product, and you can get it over at freedomcam.net. It protects you while you're driving. It can protect you, at least it's not going to protect you from an accident, but if an accident happens, it's nice to have a video record of what actually transpired in the accident. And the device actually has a battery inside it to where if it gets disconnected from the car's power, it continues to record for another 10 or 15, I think it's 10 to 15 seconds.
Oh, wow.
After the power is disconnected. So you see the full accident if you do get into a situation like that. FreedomCam.net, you can go now and pick it up on their website. And they also take Bitcoin. So FreedomCam.net.
I've got a question, potential dangerous question to ask about the Freedom Cam. What happens, though, if a police officer spots that you have a Freedom Cam and they want to take it?
Well, if they want to, you know, steal your stuff, obviously there's not much you can do about that.
Okay, so it's not like it's connected, it's there, it's right on the dashboard, and that's where the video is stored?
It's certainly not obvious that it's necessarily a camera. It looks like this black box that's attached to your windshield. You can check it out in the police in the peace cruiser. It's sitting in there. It looks like it could be some sort of gizmo. I mean, it's not necessarily immediately clear to somebody that that's a camera. Although, depending on where you live, you may want to make an announcement to the officer, like, "By the way, you may be being recorded right now."
Right.
Because
put
in some places,
on your car is what I would do.
In some places, if there's not notification, then you could get into wiretapping charges. So
sure.
Be aware of that. FreedomCam.net, so check them out. We're going to go to the phones here, where we started the hour talking about the Adam Kokesh behind-the-scenes, for lack of a better term, debacle, or at least what it appears to be a debacle. Chris Cantwell is on the line with us now from – where are you at, Chris, right now?
Presently in New York. I might be joining you guys pretty soon, though.
Ooh, all right. So we could talk about that in a moment, but this news hit last night. I actually saw it on your blog first, ChristopherCantwell.com, is it?
Yep, ChristopherCantwell.com. If that's a bit much for you to remember, CCA3.me.
Yeah, I think ChristopherCantwell.com is easier. So I saw the post show up on my Facebook feed about what you thought. It was kind of your interpretation based on your experience being involved with the Adam versus the Man team down in D.C., as far as George Donnelly's allegations of mishandling funds, possibly missing funds, possibly, you know, dishonesty amongst the team members. And it seems like a lot of drama. And I know a lot of people are concerned about donations they may have given to the Adam Kokesh Legal Fund. Where are you at with all this? Because you were down there for some period of time hosting the show. Is everything on the up and up as far as you can tell, or are there some big question marks here?
Well, here's George has really brought up some very troubling question marks. I should clarify, I know nothing about the finances down there. Never did, never made it my business to inquire. So I can't speak to the theft. When I saw George's article, I said, you know, I had some concerns, which I had relayed to Adam, and Adam said that he still trusted his people. I saw what struck me as NAP violations when I was down there, and that's, you know, a major red flag.
NAP stands for non-aggression principle.
Yeah, the non-aggression principle, that, you know, there was a credible threat of violence from Ed Skitz, as he goes by, Ed Yealy, against Lucas Jewell, which, you know, had certainly troubled me. And, you know, as I mentioned in the article, Daryl's very proud of his gang affiliation. So I was concerned about those things, and I thought it right to, you know, point them out if people are trying to, you know, figure out what's going on. If they're accused of theft and they're, you know, doing things that, you know, by my moral compass are not okay, then I thought it was worth pointing those things out.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't take a position on this. I certainly don't want to claim to know anything from word one about what's happening down there. And I just know that George Donnelly, who I also have, you know, issues with, but those are more personal than anything else. I think he's a great activist, and he's definitely, you know, he's definitely covered this situation to a great level of detail with a lot of documentation, a lot of screen captures and that sort of thing. And so I know that you had some involvement there. And so what I'm hearing from you is that you have some concerns personally about the understandings that some of the team members at the Adam versus the Man team might have as far as the ideas of liberty.
The ideas of liberty and just how to, you know, conduct themselves, right? Because, I mean, if the problem is that we think money has been stolen and that the person who we think stole it is a gang member who, you know, is in a member of a criminal organization that, you know, thinks it's, you know, really okay to, you know, steal and kill people and, you know, initiate force, then, you know, I thought it was kind of worth pointing out that, you know, that was a concern of mine. And I'll agree with you that I don't personally like George Donnelly very much at all, but say what you will about George Donnelly, he keeps very good records. And if you look at his article, I mean, he's got screenshots of his conversation with Daryl saying, well, you know, something about, you know, open wounds if people are, you know, questioning him and what he's doing. And, you know, it's, And now I'm seeing Ed Skitz had posted on Facebook earlier pictures, scans of checks made out to Daryl Young, totaling up to $19,000. These images are on Facebook right now.
Wow.
And yeah. I guess the allegation, too, is that these checks are being made with forged signatures.
Yes, if I understand this correctly, Daryl is saying, and I'm not sure that I do, so, you know, check George Donnelly's article for, you know, more detail, but if I understand correctly, Daryl is alleging that Ed had forged Adam's signature on the checks to make the checks out to Daryl. You know, as I had originally understood it, I was told that Ed had checks made out to Daryl, and if you look at Ed and you look at Daryl, well, it's rather difficult for Ed to pass as Daryl because one of them is white and one of them is black. So I don't know. I have no idea what happened with these checks, but the allegation is what's happening now is that there are checks made out to Daryl Young from the Adam versus the Man account while Adam was locked up. So clearly none of these people could have, you know, authorized writing $19,000 worth of checks to Daryl. So whoever wrote checks out to Daryl committed a crime, and whoever cashed checks out made out to Daryl committed a crime and stole money from Adam Kokesh.
Pretty heavy allegations here. What do you think has led to this? I mean, how long have these people been involved with the Adam versus the Man team? I don't know any of them. So, I mean, at times, some of the good folks from the activism scene up here, like Derek J and you know, yourself and Ali, have all gone down there and worked on the team. But for one reason or the other, they haven't continued. They didn't continue to do that. I mean, where do these people come from? Are they, you know, are they liberty-minded folks, or are they just people who saw the chance to get a little bit of fame on the internet? What's your interpretation?
I'd say that there are people who don't like the government very much, but maybe don't have a very strong philosophical understanding. As I mentioned in my article, I mean, Daryl's got a thing that says Green Party on his wall, you know, so if you think it's a really good idea for, you know, to either cut the government down to nothing or to, you know, expand it and have it take all our guns and manage our health care, I mean, if you're either way on that, then you're philosophically incoherent, you know, at best. They probably weren't the most philosophically sound people, and I guess, you know, the situation at the Adam versus the Man house was, you can come and you can live in the house and you can work for Adam and do what Adam says and you'll get paid pretty much nothing. So you can imagine that people with lots of options probably don't stay in that situation very well, you know. So I guess what Adam, you know, found himself in the position of was dealing with people who were low on options and would do what he said, which worked okay while Adam was there to lead the thing. But in Adam's absence, it didn't seem to turn out very well.
It seems to me to be a real problem with, you know, the activist movement is it's real thin. It's hard to find good activists out there. It was one of the reasons why New Hampshire is a good idea. We were teasing you might be coming here. If you can stick with us, Chris, we'll bring it back. If not, more moments.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage, peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.